MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 20, 2025. Thousands rally on the North Shore in protest of Trump. The Salisbury Bridge Project is underway. Rain, wind, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:13 a.m. and 11:38 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, one of the organizers for Saturday's peaceful and boisterous No Kings 2.0 parade rally in Gloucester, said it attracted more than 2,000 people to Stacy Boulevard. People carrying signs or American flags lined at Western Avenue with signs and cheered, passing cars, honking in approval. The demonstration in America's oldest fishing port was one of hundreds of rallies in Massachusetts and an estimated 2,500 nationwide under the umbrella of the group Indivisible Against the Perceived Draconian Policies of the Trump Administration. In Gloucester, the volunteer-organized rally was co-sponsored by the Associated Clergy of Cape Ann and Women's Equality of Cape Ann, according to a post on Facebook. Locally, No Kings protests were also held in Beverly, Danvers, Ipswich, Marblehead, Swampscott, and Salem on Saturday. Gloucester is back on water restrictions. This is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga.
Due to ongoing dry weather across the northeast region, the city is putting precautionary water use restrictions in place starting today, Friday, October 17th. These restrictions limit non-essential outdoor water use to one day per week before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m. Watering by hand or with drip irrigation for flowers and gardens is still allowed. Gloucester is currently drawing from our west system, which includes Dykes, Haskell, and Wallace reservoirs. That system is at about 46% capacity. The east system, which includes Goose Cove and Babson reservoirs, is at about 92% capacity. While our water levels are still stable, much of the northeast is under drought conditions, so we're taking these steps as required by the Mass DEP regulations. You can find full details on what's allowed and what's restricted on the city's website and Facebook page. Finally, a quick reminder that the deadline to register to vote is in the November 4 municipal election is Friday, October 24th. Visit the city clerk's office or the Secretary of State's website to make sure you're registered.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Marblehead Current reports the town of Marblehead has received preliminary certification of fiscal year 2026 property valuations. The proposed assessed values reflect estimated fair market value of properties as of January 1, 2025, based on comparable sales in Marblehead during the calendar year 2024. The reevaluation resulted in aggregate changes of value in the range of 3.5% to 6.1% for commercial and residential properties. And Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, this year marks the 40th incarnation of the Essex Clam Fest and Clam Chowder Competition that will be at Shepherd Memorial Park this Saturday, October 25. The free Clam Fest from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., we'll feature more than 40 artist and vendor booths, plus 15 nonprofit booths, a canine demonstration, and activities for children, including live reptiles with the Cape Ann Vernal Pond team and face painting by Miss Wendy. There'll be live music and food vendors at Clamfest, which is being produced by the Essex Division of the Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce at the park, 24 Martin Street, adjacent to Town Hall and the TOHP Burnham Library. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the list of undefeated North Shore football teams is smaller this week. On Friday, Amesbury edged North Reading 30-26, handing the Hornets their first loss of the year. The remaining unbeaten teams are Amesbury, St. John's Prep, and Marblehead. Teams with one loss include Masconomet, Gloucester, North Reading, and Manchester Essex. Endicott College football beat Western New England 45-24 to move to 5-1 for the season. In other sports notes from the past weekend, the Marblehead girls soccer team blanked Winthrop 7-0, improving its record to 11-1-2. Sydney Ball and Callie Gilmore each had two goals. The Linfield and Danvers girls tied 3-3 on Saturday. Two very successful programs are both headed to the state tournament. And for Danvers, it'll be the Falcons' 34th consecutive year qualifying for postseason play. The Marblehead boys soccer team tied West Springfield 0-0 behind the goaltending from Matthias Watts-Cruz. The Magicians now have a record of 9-3-1. The Patriots picked up their third straight road win yesterday, a 31-13 triumph over the Titans. Patriots next host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. And the Bruins lost to the Mammoth 3-2 in Utah last night, and they'll be back home tomorrow night to host the Panthers. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.